Jackie Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Well, obviously, no one turned around for them on The Voice, but they can talk about anything. Let's get back to Gatos and Barry in for Chad.
Oh, Chad is back tomorrow.
All right.
Barry Markson is in today. Becky Lynn, favorite city to go and visit? Nashville?
Nashville's fun, okay. Yes. I've been a million times, so
what's your favorite city? Well, I was just guessing.
I really like to go to New York.
New York. Yeah. How about you, Barry?
Yep, New York's my favorite also.
Okay.
Great place to visit.
San Francisco.
Love San Francisco.
You know how I feel about San Francisco.
New Orleans
is good.
Yeah.
Kind of scary, though.
Well, if you go to Bourbon Street, yeah.
Well,
yeah, you're
aren't
right.
Aren't you there, going to?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
No?
Not even close. Not going anywhere near there. Royal Street is right above it. It's beautiful.
You got to walk down Bourbon Street. No. You got to.
Step in urine and puke.
Well, clean your shoes.
The reason I asked this question is, what if you wanted to go and travel to your favorite city? Maybe it's Paris. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you can now only go if you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
So I just want you to think about that, because I think that's where things are going. New York City today, the center of the universe, New York City, says, we'd love you to come to our city. If you live here, great. If you want to come in, great. But if you want to see a show, if you want to see a concert in Madison Square Garden, if you want to dine indoors.
Yeah. You want to work out?
Yeah. You can only do that if you're vaccinated.
Yeah, New York put some new rules in place. You have to be vaccinated to enjoy a lot of the indoor parts of the city. You know what's interesting, though? I think every state has a different vaccine card, right? I don't know if they're uniform.
So, I don't know.
So we're going to show them the one we got here in Arizona, and they're going to go, okay. And then they're going to look at a different one and just know it's okay. I mean,
well, see, that's what I'm getting at. I think that's important to say. How do you enforce this?
Yeah.
If you're a restaurant, okay, in New York City, how do you do that? What if you're a restaurant that you're the owner and you don't believe in vaccines? Or let's just say that you don't believe that people should walk into your restaurant and have to show you a vaccine card. Can you ignore it? I'm sure you can. So how do you enforce this?
Yeah, they could pretend to look at it. Someone could write something on a piece of paper, said I've been vaccinated, and show it to them. They go, okay.
I mean, are they going to send undercover?
Yeah, I don't know.
I see it's just very – if you go to a concert, I can kind of see that. I can kind of see that. Because if you go to a Suns game, you know, usually you have a ticket and it's on your phone.
Right.
And they scan your phone. If you go to a Cardinals game, like the Cardinals, I have season tickets to the Cardinals, right? And it's all on your phone. Parking pass is on your phone. The ticket is on your phone.
Right.
So everybody's holding their phone up as they go through. Maybe it's the same thing. You can call it a vaccine passport. Yeah. You can call it whatever you want.
There's technology out there that does exactly what you're saying, Gatos, that exists. People were ready to sell it. Companies had it all set to go. You can upload your vaccine into it, and then you're good. But people start yelling and screaming about freedom and not having their rights.
Well, you have the freedom to go to another restaurant.
Yeah.
Or you have the freedom to not go to New York City. Just pick another place. Go to Austin.
Yeah.
You'll probably be fine in Austin.
I have this sort of thing has been going on forever where people have to show you've been vaccinated. When my son went to college, goes to high school, you have to show you've received vaccine, not COVID, but other vaccines up to that. Why is this different? Why now suddenly we're freaking out if to tell someone you were vaccinated?
Politics.
It's all politics.
FDA approval, by the way. New York Times is saying Pfizer's COVID vaccine is expected to get full FDA approval by September 6th.
Right. So not the emergency approval that it had now. And by the way, the full FDA, the only thing that's different now is they go and look at the manufacturing facility to make sure it meets certain things. It isn't more testing, although that's part of it too, but there's a whole bunch of other things that are part of that. It's working.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of people have taken this vaccine safely now. It's fine.
Billions of people.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally fine.
Well, and so here's the thing. If you wanted to, is it going to be like, all right, let's say you live in Arizona, right? In Arizona.
Right.
And you are, it might go down party lines. Well, you like the red team. Okay. Well, I guess I'm not going to New York City.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that all Republicans are not unvaccinated, because I'm just saying a portion.
So many are. I know Republicans, they were first in line to get vaccinated. They wanted to be able to go out and do things and make themselves safe and their family safe. It's silly.
Maybe that's a bad – I'm trying to think of an example. It's like
– No, but you're right,
you live out here in Arizona, and let's say you're unvaccinated.
Right.
Now you're going to have a few cities you can go to and a few cities that you can't. Can't go to New York. Why would you go to New York City if you're unvaccinated?
You won't go.
Yeah. You can't eat the great food. You can't see the great plays. You can't go and see a concert. I don't want to work out in a gym ever, but even if I'm on vacation. So what? San Francisco? San Francisco's a pit, man. That place is dirty.
It's gotten bad.
There's urine everywhere. Yeah. Second time I said urine on this segment, which is awesome.
And by the way, I don't doubt, since New York already did this, can San Francisco be very far behind?
Probably not.
You're going to have other cities who are going to say the same thing. Look, Los Angeles County a few weeks ago put this mask mandate in that I lived through this last weekend. If they can say, show us proof of vaccination instead, I think that makes more sense. Make the people who are not vaccinated, make them uncomfortable. Let's inconvenience those people and try to provide them with additional incentive to get the vaccine.
This is incentive.
Yep.
I think the ultimate incentive to get the vaccine, because you don't want to do it to save yourself, save other people. We've been through that. Blah, blah, blah. You're not allowed on an airline unless you get vaccinated.
I agree.
You get all the airlines together and you say, this is how we keep people safe.
Yep.
And we're not, because we can do whatever we want. And private companies can do whatever they want. Your employer, if it's a private company, right?
Yeah.
You can decide. What was it? We had protests today at Banner Health. So everybody's out. There's a lot of people outside. They're protesting. Hey, you got a choice. You don't understand the choice? Let me explain the choice to you. First of all, you're caring for sick people. You should be at the top of the list to get a vaccine.
Right.
If you're not getting a vaccine and you're working with sick people, you're selfish.
And by the way, these hospitals have always required their staff to get the flu shot
right. And
have other vaccines. None of this is new.
No. Here's your choice. You work here and you get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Or we say, listen, you did a great job for us, but we're going to have to say goodbye. You have the choice now to go to another job. Right. That's your choice.
Right. No one's saying you have to get the vaccine, but we don't have to let you in here to work here if you're not going to do it.
Right.
That's all.
New York City.
Cruises. I mean, make it where they've already kind of done this, but make it where you can't go on a cruise unless you're vaccinated.
Well, a lot of places have that, but Florida.
I know.
But blocked it.
The cruise ships want it because they don't want to be floating incubators for this stuff again. That was so bad for their industry
right. When
COVID first started. That's the last thing they want.
Well, because if it happens right out of the gate,
right. It's
going to be talked about. And what's going to happen? No one's going on a cruise.
It's going to kill their business.
It'll kill it.
They would much rather have 100% vaccinated people on those boats so that they know they've done everything they can to keep that from happening.
I'd like to see Scottsdale go first.
I'd love it.
Let's go. Scottsdale.
F&B. Hey, you want to support someone who's doing that? Go to restaurant F&B in Scottsdale.
Yeah. Everybody that eats there has to be vaccinated.
And I got to say, I know the owners there. They're very nice people. They're very genuine in what they're trying to accomplish here.
Look at you name dropping.
It's not a political statement. Well, I'm just telling you, it's not a political thing.
Food's great.
They've been like this all along. They've wanted to open, and they've just been very, very careful for their customers and their staff, and they're continuing that.
I'd rather sit next to somebody that's vaccinated than someone who's not.
Of course. I was on a plane today. I don't like wearing that mask on a plane for a long flight. Nobody likes that. Let's get on the plane where, like you just said, everybody's vaccinated. Mm-hmm. We don't need masks anymore. If you're on that plane, you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
Does it make you 100% safe? No. You can still get a cold. You can still get something. But the extreme likelihood is you're not going to get a serious version of COVID, and we can all go ahead and live our lives.
All right. Still to come, we're going to play pop quiz.
We've got
some true-false questions about the day's news. Plus,
can I win the prize?
Sure.
Because I've been paying attention.
Good.
I'll quiz
you first. The Cyber Ninjas. They got to hand over all their nunchucks and other stuff. What are they going to hand over next?
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, Barry is in for Chad. Hey, make sure you listen to our podcast. It's awesome. It's the Gatos and Chad Show on demand. First, you got to download the KTAR News app. Do that, and then check out our podcast. You can also go to KTAR.com, subscribe to the show on the Apple Podcast app on your iPhone. All right. Pop quiz coming up in just a few minutes.
Yes.
Sending Barry into the promotions office to see what he can steal.
Ha ha!
So good luck. All right. Let's get the update on the ninjas. So... today was kind of a big day in the... when is this thing over?
Never. Never.
Yeah, it's like the ninjas, that's never going to end. COVID, that's never going to end. Jeez. Anyway. I know...
I'm sensing a little frustration, Gatos.
Well, I just think this audit has been so silly on many different reasons. It's not above board. It's not transparent. It's not done by a company that knows what they're doing. It's not being done for the right reasons. So the cyber ninjas, do they have to hand over a whole bunch of stuff? Is that kind of what happened today?
Yeah. So one of these organizations that tries to get transparency in government and everything else, they filed a records request, and the state said, we don't have to give you this stuff because it's the cyber ninjas, not us. The ninjas said, well, we're not a state entity or public entity.
Okay.
And they went to court, and about a couple weeks ago, the judge here in Maricopa County Superior Court said, no, you're cyber ninjas. You're part of, you're in essence an arm of the state Senate
Jeez.
Audit. I mean,
well, they are. Yeah. Obviously. I thought you were going to say they're part of the Arizona State Senate.
No, but they're okay. That's, you know, they're
part of the audit. Audit. Sure.
Yeah, so they're saying this is a state, there's a government action. Those records are public. You have to make those available. A couple weeks ago, nothing. They don't make anything available. It's just as they describe it, the most transparent audit in the history of the world. No documents. So today, the judge was involved in this again, issued a new order, and the order says that they have to immediately turn over all of this information that was previously ordered to provide. The judge gave him some time to put it together, to get it over. Nothing. Now, keep in mind, these are the same folks yelling and screaming, including Senator Fan and everybody at the Republicans in the Senate, that the county's not providing things they're supposed to provide, not responding to subpoenas. Here you have the Arizona Senate, the Republican senators, not complying with a court order. That's what this is. And the cyber ninjas.
Yeah.
And the court today said, we want all of it now.
What do you mean now?
He said the court said immediately, which is somewhat unusual. There's usually a date. You have to comply by this date. They didn't do it. Now, they could be subject to sanctions for that. There could be costs, certainly attorney's fees for this organization that had to go back to the court and do this again. And the interesting part here is that Senator Fan's attorney, the attorney representing the Republican senators, said that she's going to appeal. So we're going to see some sort of an appeal now to the Court of Appeals. How long that takes, I don't know. Hopefully they'll expedite that. But you're, again, for something that they're saying is so transparent that we're doing everything above board, we're doing everything as it's supposed to be done, which it obviously is not true. I mean, no. We can just see that on the face of it. Yet they won't provide these records. And this isn't the final report. This isn't the findings. This is stuff like, what did the state Senate ask you to do? What is the scope of work that you were given? How much are you charging to do this? You've raised $9 million reportedly. Who gave that money? How is that money being spent? Show us the internal communication about the audit with those instructions. When people say, hey, you're doing this wrong, what is going on behind the scenes to say, well, here's how we're fixing it or what we're doing right? That's what they want. And none of that has been
turned. Is there any good news out of this to where we can finally end it? Because I'm like to the point where just tell us what you found. I'm not going to believe it no matter what. And it's not. And it's just because the company doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
When can we get there?
Well, they're going to have their report. I've heard they're going to have it by the end of this month. We'll see if that actually happens. You know, look, they're saying now they need more things from the county. Yeah. They had a hearing with the Senate, and all this new false information comes out that everybody repeats, and it's already been completely debunked. It's just not true. There's a report today in the news that this Doug Logan guy, the CEO of the Cyber
Head Ninja,
he sat there and told the court or told the Senate there are 74,000 votes that we can't blah, blah, blah. He had them in his hand. They were in their possession. Yeah. He knew what he was saying was false and said it anyway.
Well, because he's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Well, he ignored evidence contrary to his theory about what was going on in this election. It's not funny, but it's a joke. And anybody looking at this with even a modicum of fairness and reality of what this is realizes this is a joke, and whatever their findings are just going to be ludicrous. They'll be shot down by facts and by people who understand how this works, and then the county's going to start suing, and the county chair of the Board of Supervisors, his letter to this back to the state Senate said, you know, let's finish this up and then let's get into the courts, because they're going to go in and say, you owe us millions and millions of dollars for the damage you've done here, and we're not going to go away.
And the real damage is, why would a first-time voter in the last election want to even go and do this again?
Well, that's the thing. It's making people think they shouldn't vote. It's making people doubt the authenticity of the election, when in reality, I think around the country, but certainly here in Maricopa County, this is one of the best-run elections ever. And that's coming from the Republicans on the County Board of Supervisors.
Correct.
These are conservatives. The Republican new county recorder. I mean, these aren't Democrats saying this. These are the Republicans saying to their fellow Republicans, what are you guys doing? This is all ridiculous. Here's what we did. It was all above board. It was perfect. And now it's just crazy.
And the end result of all this could be Governor Katie Hobbs.
Yeah.
Because this is what she's running on.
Yep.
This is what gave her national attention. This is, you know, there are people right here in Arizona. They had no idea who she was.
Absolutely.
And now they do. Yep. And now they do. I'm not saying that she's going to win. I don't even know what her platform is. I don't even know. I wonder how far left she is. You know, I know we've got some Republican gubernatorial candidates. They're so far right, I can't even see them. But I don't know anything about Katie Hobbs. I don't know how far left she is. So, no. But they've given her the perfect opportunity to win the election in November. It's really hers to lose right now.
It isn't even her necessarily. It's if all of these Republican candidates, and they seem to be doing this now, they're running on this audit, and that's what they're basing it on. The vast majority of voters, whether it be Republican, Democrats, or independents, they know this is a joke.
Yeah.
And if that's what your focus is on, they're not going to make you governor.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right. It's great to have a lawyer here today to explain all this, Barry. Thank you.
Good to be here.
All right. Now let's screw around with Pop Quiz.
All right.
The legal stuff out. Pop Quiz, open up the phones, 602-277-5827. We play Pop Quiz at the end of the show. We're going to quiz you. True or false questions about the day's news. Barry is on his way to go into the promotions department and steal something. And it's going to be good. Steal something good. Look for a price tag. Let's do something, you know, don't get a T-shirt. Don't get something crappy. 602-277-5827. Pop Quiz is next.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop Quiz, hotshot.
All right, time to take a pop quiz. 602-277-5827. 277-KTAR. True, false questions about the day's news. Now, sent Barry in to go and get a prize. Don't say what it is yet, but I know you came back.
All right,
I hope it's not that bottled water over there.
I can win it. I want this prize.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
True. Oh, sorry.
True. 277-KTAR. Let's see. Donna in Phoenix, are you ready to play Pop Quiz?
I am.
All right, here we go. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is expected to get full FDA approval by September 6th. True or false?
True.
It is true.
Yes.
Got to get five in a row, Barry Markson.
Five in a row. Oh.
A Valley teacher is suing his school district because he doesn't want to wear pants. True or false?
He's suing his school district because he doesn't want to wear pants?
Correct. True or false?
I'm going to say it's true.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say you're dead to me.
Oh,
it's false.
No. He doesn't want to wear pants.
He doesn't want to wear a mask.
That's right. Well, sorry to hear Donna go, but it sounded like she was calling from the moon, so I think we're okay.
All right. Mark in Phoenix on KTAR. Mark, you ready to play Pop Quiz?
I think so.
All right. Here we go. That Valley teacher who didn't want to wear a mask, he is a gym teacher. True or false?
False.
It is false. He's a biology teacher.
Well done.
All right. Barry, how'd you do in biology? Were you one of those AP biology students?
No. That's why I'm a lawyer, not a scientist or a doctor.
Bruce Springsteen's daughter is a U.S. Olympian. True or false?
Oh, crap. False? False?
No, you're dead to me. It's true.
No. What are you people doing all day?
Yeah.
This is all over the show.
Ray in Scottsdale. Ray, are you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Yes, I am.
All right. So Springsteen's daughter is an Olympian. Her dad says she was born to run. True or false?
False.
No. Nice. You're dead to me. It's absolutely true.
Come on.
We all know that.
No.
602-277-5827. Bob in Peoria on KTAR.
I'm keeping this prize if nobody wins it.
Bob, you ready to play Pop Quiz? Yes.
My cousin is still in jail, and he's teaching Shama to his belt.
Oh, wait, hold on. This is Bob. We got to stop the music for a second. This is Bob in Peoria. His cousin is the QAnon Shaman.
Oh, very
nice. Do you
have
an update for us, Bob? That'll take 15 seconds. Go.
Just to let you know that he's still in jail, and that's about all. And he's also teaching shaman to his cellmate.
That's too bad.
That's good. Is he eating again?
I don't care. Here we go, Bob.
I'm ready to win this.
All right. New York City says only vaccinated people can dine indoors. True or false?
That's true.
Yes. It is true.
Yes.
A 23-year-old man was duct taped to a seat on a Frontier Airlines flight. True or false?
That is true.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not. That is false. He was not 23. He was 22. Bob, you're dead to me. Oh, did I screw that up?
Yeah.
Oh, who cares? I may have read him wrong.
Oh, poor Bob.
So what
is
I meant,
it over? So I won?
No, like what I meant to do, say was a 23-year-old man was duct taped to a seat on Frontier Airlines. Did I not say that?
You said 22-year-old.
Oh, Bob, you got screwed on the show. I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, the judges are not pleased.
That's unfortunate. Let me give you a phone number to call.
Oh.
Hey, Becky Lynn, what's your cell?
Lay it on him.
222-222-2222.
That's a good number.
Good to see you, Barry. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be your Gators.
Chad's back tomorrow. We'll see you guys next.